Hello, you beautiful people of Earth. Welcome to an update of the Chilling Coven, Sabrina podcast. Now, I'm sure you guys are wondering, where have you been? Well, we've been a little busy with our personal lives and stuff, but we are back and we have some awesome news to share. With me today is no stranger to this show, one of the funniest people in the world, Chris Conforti. What's going on, pal?
Not too much, buddy. How about you?
I'm doing all right, man. Doing all right. You know, no complaints. Just having a good time.
Feels like forever since we've been on the Chilling Coven. How long has it been?
Maybe almost a year. I don't know.
I think it's longer than that. It was way before COVID hit.
Yeah. And I know, like, our schedules, it was, like, really difficult with trying to meet up and record. Now, even in the pandemic, right, we figured out a way that we could just do it over the phone, basically, and record. And we're like, oh, we should just bring it back.
It was like one of those things where, like, you know what, we should just try. It was like it wasn't your first podcast. It was definitely my first podcast that we did, and it was kind of successful. You know, you would get like a lot of messages from everybody talking about the show, and it was just like one of those really cool things. And I just thought, you know what, it was just like one of those times where, now that the show has ended, it's one of those things where you're like, well, you know what, maybe we should finish it. We did a lot of cool things back then. You know, we did lemonade reviews. Tell me what other freaking Sabrina podcast you know had lemonade reviews.
And that was like an idea that Chris, that was all you. You're like, I want to talk about lemonade after each episode. I'm like, why not?
Yeah, like we had a lot of like, you know, just thinking back to the show, like we had witch possessions. Like I became Ross. Ross became me. Ross now disappeared. Oh, we don't know where he is, but he'll probably be back at some point in the show.
I think he's still in prison, but I'm not sure.
He probably is. Probably for impersonating me.
For some reason, he might be.
Remember that? When we were like, yo, Ross, impersonate me. And he was like, hello, how are you?
That is the greatest impression of someone trying to do an impression of you. that was impeccable. Perfect. No, but guys, yeah, we are very excited to talk about new episodes of Sabrina, and we are going to enlist the help of our friendly neighborhood witch for some info, you know, like the little extra tidbits. We are going to change the format a little bit where we probably won't break it down like scene by scene. We're going to talk about the episode, but and then we're still going to have all the pop culture Easter eggs and witch stuff at the end. It's just going to be a little bit of a different format, but something a little quicker and a lot more fun. So it should be really cool. And that's like one thing we were really excited. And this is just, you know, a little heads up about that change and also the fact that we're back to do more episodes.
Yes. So we kind of wanted to do something else after we left the Chilling Coven. So was it earlier this year or later last year? We actually did I think it was later last year.
2021.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It was the end of 2020.
Yeah, 2020. The end of 2020, we came back and EJ and I, we created a new podcast called Fourth Cut Reviews. And we were discussing, and this is kind of how Chilling Coven came back as its rebirth. We're kind of discussing, you know, what is the best way that we could possibly do movie reviews, which is what our Fourth Cut Movie Reviews is. You guys want to find that's on all the platforms as well. And
yes, we're on Twitter, Instagram, but also, like, if you want to listen to it, it is available on wherever you listen to podcasts too.
Yeah. Apple, Spotify, Podbean, Anchor, you name it. Fourth Cut Movie Reviews, that's out. And we're going to do it like how we used to do with the show, which was full breakdowns and, you know, with timing and everything and just, you know, work schedules. We're like, well, we'll try to find like a good thing. So I always like to consider Fourth Cut Movie Reviews kind of like bar talk. It's kind of like you and your friend sitting in a bar talking about the movie. And that's kind of how that podcast is. And that's how we're going to kind of try to segue that into the Chilling Coven. It's just going to be, you know, like a bar talk. Me and EJ and Ross, it's kind of be like, you know, we're sitting in a pub having a good time talking about a show that we may like, may not like. I don't know. I've seen the second season. Haven't seen any of the other ones, so it's all brand new to me.
Yes. And I'm super excited. We're going to have some special guests come in, like some friends of ours, and guests on a couple episodes here and there. So that's going to be really cool. And yeah, I think what we have in store is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you guys want to communicate with us, honestly, the best way to do that right now is probably on Instagram, following us at Fourth Cut Reviews. We're pretty active on that. I think our Fourth Cut Reviews on Twitter is still at Chillin' Coven, so you should find us pretty easily on that.
Right. Yeah. No,
I never bothered to change the name on it.
Yeah, Chris is super interactive with people and always loves when people reach out. But that's what I love about you, because you're like, oh, dude, I talked to this person the other day that listened to the episode. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And so he's so hands-on and loves to talk to people. So, yeah, guys, reach out. And if you want us to – how about this? If you want to be on an episode of The Chilling Coven or Fourth Cut Reviews, reach out and be like, hey, I'd be interested in being a guest. That would be cool. We would love that. We love you guys, and this wouldn't happen if it wasn't for you guys. And so, yes, you people, you beautiful people, we would like to interact with more. So please reach out to Chris, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram, and yeah, try to like pop on the show.
Yeah, we're back. That's the main message. But yeah, if you want to communicate with us, absolutely. Like EJ said, follow us on Instagram. You know, we're at that Fourth Cut Reviews, but that's just the best way. Even if you don't want to listen to the movie podcast, if that's just the best way you want to communicate with us, because we're so active on that, absolutely. Yes. Do that. We definitely, if you want to be on the show, you know, we want you to be on the show. Just, you know, let us know. We're be excited, be honored to have you on, and, you know, let's have some fun.
Yeah. And I cannot wait to talk more about Sabrina, because I love it a lot. And so I remember watching season two and telling Chris, I was like, man, I really miss doing this podcast. And so I am so super pumped to be doing it again.
And I mean, I can't even say it with certainty, but I remember like one of the first episodes we did, Lucy Davis said that she was going to check it out. And that was like, yo, like, what's going on? What's going on? Lucy Davis just said she's going to check the show out.
I was like, what? How? Why? Why is she doing this? Because she's amazing. That's why. But
she is awesome.
Super awesome. But yeah, with that being said, guys, wait for season two. It's going to be around the corner. And yeah, if you want to check us out, our movie podcast, if you're like, okay, what movies are on there? We do some new ones and we do some old ones, but you guys could check that out. Fourth Cut Movie Reviews. Again, you could reach us, any way you want, whether it's Twitter or Instagram, that's awesome. But we are super excited to be back with the Chilling Coven, me, Chris, sometimes Ross, and definitely some awesome special guests too.
So and I guess
the Friendly Neighborhood Witch will be
yes, back. Which is our like most MVP of the team.
Oh, she's the best. So easily the best.
So I guess the best way to end this would be with yes. our clothes, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember what the clothes was? It's been like 3 years.
No, you go ahead.
I wouldn't All right.
You remember.
For everybody in the back. No, that's not it. It was time to fly. But in this case, time to fly again.